Yes, I do. Item number six, family care.
From the Director, Department of Family Care, submitting an informational report regarding the potential impact of the Governor's 2013-2015 recommended state budget on the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Ms. Ledger. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Good morning.
Very good. All right.
Chair, County Board Supervisors, the report that you have in front of you was what the Department of Family Care noted in the Governor's proposed budget as having a potential impact on the department. You're all familiar with family care, and as a managed long-term care organization serving nearly 8,000 members, what we noted in the Governor's proposed budget was a performance measure which said triple the number of individuals self-directing services in the IRIS program. As we've heard some discussion already this morning, IRIS is the state's, state of Wisconsin's self-directed supports program. It stands for Include Respect, I Self-Direct, and it's where participants self-direct their publicly funded community-based long-term care supports and services. So our concern on this is that request from the Department of Health Services at the state level to increase one program. There wasn't a discussion about increasing all individuals receiving managed long-term care services or all persons needing publicly funded services, but when you talk about increasing enrollment in only one program, organizations that provide family care, PACE, or partnership aren't listed in there, so it causes one to wonder how the department intends to increase enrollments into this particular program. Individuals, again, as you've already heard this morning, have the option to choose whichever program seems to make the most sense for them. So if they don't choose to enroll in IRIS at a rate that triples the enrollment as the state has put in this proposed budget, what does that mean? We're also concerned, as a publicly funded agency, since there have been two state reports, one in, I believe, August of 2012, the most recent in February 2013, that talk about the cost effectiveness of these relative programs, and both the August report from then Secretary Dennis Smith and this most recent report talks about the fact that the family care program is the most cost effective option in terms of utilization of Medicaid dollars. So that's a concern to us as a Medicaid-funded program. If a program that is not the most cost-effective is tripling their enrollments. And again, I noted at the bottom, there is absolutely there's no benefit to anyone, neither the organizations nor the members that we serve, if we're not providing services at a level that meet people's outcomes. So I included for you our most recent member satisfaction data that talks about the percentage of people that are happy with the quality of services that they receive from family care, they would recommend to a friend, and those are all, you know, the lowest percentage of that is 91% going up to 95%. So we check in with our members on a regular basis to make sure that these are the services that they need and want and in a way that they want them. So we want to make sure that we're continuing to meet their outcomes and be able to keep them as healthy and safe and independent as in the community as possible.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any comments or questions from committee?
Yeah.
Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning.
Good morning.
How many clients currently do we have approximately in IRIS?
In IRIS? I can get you that number. Unless it's buried deep in this 47-page report I have from the state, but it's a. I hesitate to throw something out there where I don't have the numbers in front of me.
Okay.
It is there's a smaller number of individuals in IRIS. By what percentage I cannot tell you, because in IRIS nursing homes are in the benefit package for family care. You can't be in a nursing home and be enrolled in IRIS. So there's that whole percentage of individuals that the managed care organizations serve. If you have a lower level of care, when someone does your functional screen and determines how much assistance you need, if you come out at what's called a non-nursing home level of care, which doesn't really have anything to do with where you live, those individuals can't be served in IRIS. So there's smaller percentages, but I'll be happy as soon as I get back up to my office to get you the numbers.
Okay, sure. Once a client elects to go on IRIS, mm-hmm. then what's the relationship with the client?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Stanford, the relationship between the
managed care, family care, and the client now that they've elected to go to IRIS.
Madam Chair and Supervisor Stanford, if an individual at the point where either they're coming into a program for the first time or they're disenrolling from one program, if they enroll in IRIS, there is no ongoing then relationship with any other program. They have an IRIS consultant and they're served through that particular program.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Maria. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anything else from committee? Seeing nothing.